Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending July 12, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: action from Wholeness on corruption demanded by PNP. The opposition People's National Party, PNP, is demanding that Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Wholeness take strong action to fight corruption. Over 30 busloads of protesters came to Mandela Park to discuss the corruption scandals in the current administration. The PNP opposition leader, Dr. Peter Phillips, headed the protest. Among the protesters was Heather Robinson, former Member of Parliament, who said the main demand is that Wholeness explain to Jamaica why he has not filed his integrity report in the appropriate manner. Jamaica's Minimum Wage Commission seeks public input. The National Minimum Wage Commission in Jamaica plans to consult with the public concerning the minimum wage. According to Shahini Robinson, Minister of Labour and Social Security, the action is being taken after the advice of the commission in 2018 to raise the national minimum wage by 12.9%. This amount represents the highest increase ever approved. Robinson emphasized that the review of the minimum wage is ongoing and the public will continue to be engaged with the commission as it makes further recommendations for wage adjustments. This week's Caribbean news: Peter Jamadar of Trinidad named newest judge on Caribbean Court of Justice. The jurist Peter Jamadar of Trinidad is set to become the newest judge on the Caribbean Court of Justice, or CCJ. He will serve from July 15, 2019, and succeeds Justice David Hayton, who is retiring after 14 years on the bench. The appointment of Jamadar was announced following his swearing-in by Trinidad's president, Paula May Weeks. Jamadar said he was honored and proud to be named to the court and considers it the pinnacle achievement for a legal practitioner in the Caribbean.
From the director of A Better Must Come, Sprinter, the film critics are calling an inspirational coming-of-age story with the heart, soul, and spirit of Jamaica.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm going to America to help our family.
Director Storm Salter captures life in Jamaica in a way that is rarely seen on screen, says the Los Angeles Times.
They're calling this young man the Rasta Rocket.
You are a dangerous pup. No man can outrun the choices he makes.
See Sprinter, now playing in movie theaters. For tickets and showtimes, go to sprinterthefilm.com and order your tickets now. That's sprinterthefilm.com.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News: Diaspora couple create children's book based on sign language. Jamaicans Robert Elliott and Daniel Jeffrey Elliott are the co-authors of a book designed to inspire and motivate children from an early age. The book is called Zuri and Zavi, Little Learners A to Z, an inspirational alphabet book. They were prompted to create the book after discovering a lack of positive content in the diaspora for children. The book is also meant to foster knowledge and confidence and to help children learn the letters of the alphabet to build a vocabulary using words and images. Developed for infants and toddlers, the book hopes to give them the ability to communicate before they learn to talk. This week's business news: Digicel Jamaica names first woman CEO. Digicel Jamaica has appointed its first female CEO. Alison Cole Filbert will replace Justin Morin, who was the first Jamaican CEO of the firm's operations on the island. Cole Filbert has more than 20 years of experience in the telecommunications industry and will take charge of the company's new digital strategy. She has served in senior roles at the American telecom firm Verizon, including Vice President of Regional Operations New England from 2012 to 2017. The new CEO has BS and MS degrees from George Washington University, as well as an MBA from Georgetown University's McDonough School of Business. This week's arts and entertainment news. Jamaican entrepreneurs join online streaming market. A group of Jamaican entrepreneurs want to gain a portion of the lucrative online film and television streaming market. Carib Flex TV and Futura are looking to tap into the global audience accustomed to services like Netflix and Amazon Prime Video. David Wilson and Futura Entertainment, which was the idea of Twain Richardson, have created their own streaming services specifically focused on Caribbean content. Their target audience is the diaspora. Wilson had a soft launch of the CaribFlix platform in November 2017. This week's sports news. Sadella Marley concerned about JFF handling of funds. Sadella Marley, major patron of the Reggae Girls national team, has raised concerns about how the Jamaica Football Federation, JFF, handled funds. She also condemned the JFF, citing its refusal to allow sponsorship funds to be paid directly to vendors for a pre-Pan Am Games training camp for the football team. Marley and other sponsors have raised $42,000 for the training camp. Marley reports that her charity organization has raised a total of some $400,000 to help the national women's team qualify and participate in the FIFA World Cup. There is no account of how that money was spent, she says, and she wants an audit before committing more money directly to the JFF. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at Turn It Up Radio, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.